DW.
It is 6:30 a.m. on a Sunday in Delhi. It is still a bit breezy, but soon the sun will be up. At a toll booth for an 8-lane expressway into Noida, I'm waiting for members of Bikini, India's all-women motorcycle group. It is a popular meeting place for bikers, and the Bikini riders arrive all geared up in leather jackets, knee guards, gloves and helmets, in their Harleys, UM Renegade Classic, Pulsar, Kawasaki and Avengers. Some are wearing t-shirts imprinted with the name Bikini. There are 11 bikers today, and Bindu will be taking me along on her Harley. She hands me a big black helmet. The bikers take cue from each other, following each other on the road. It is fun to ride with Bindu, who is a skilled rider. It will get hot very soon, but there's a gentle breeze on our face which makes for a pleasant journey.
And knee guard. And most importantly, gloves.
After a 75-kilometer ride, we arrive at a breakfast joint at Jewar, where a lot of customers seem to be quite surprised to see a dozen women get off their motorbikes. Jyoti Mehta is a member of the Bikini Delhi chapter, and she is a wing commander in the Indian Air Force.
The Bikini group was founded by Urvashi Patole in Pune about 12 years back. Now we have about 16 chapters in various cities all over India. It's an all-India first and only all-women group which seeks to basically empower women through the medium of motorcycling. Motorcycling is a sport which has been typically associated with men. The endeavor has been to encourage more and more women to take up motorcycling as a means of transportation, because motorcycling does seek to give you the sense of freedom and you break glass barriers on the way while you're riding a motorcycle.
Jyoti has been riding motorbikes for more than 20 years. When she started, there weren't too many other female riders, she says.
Being a regular biker, when biking for women was considered to be a novelty, I have started riding because I liked the speed, the freedom and the sense of innate empowerment and independence which you get when you ride a motorcycle.
The women say that the group has been a great platform to meet like-minded people. More than anything else, it is the camaraderie that is so palpable among the bikers that now have women joining in from all walks of life. They're policewomen, homemakers, beauticians, businesswomen, women working for multinational companies, jewelry designers, and several other professions. This is Bindu Chaudhary, a Harley enthusiast.
I think this was much needed. Hey, we all women can get together just to ride, feel liberated, give each other the respect and space which is much needed, but be united at the same time.
For many women, their family support has encouraged them immensely.
My family supports me 110%, and my husband taught me to ride bikes. When I go for rides with my family, my father-in-law and my mother-in-law look after the kid. So yes, I get to decide how I want to live.
My parents have always considered it to be a very normal thing for daughter of the house also to be riding a motorcycle along with the son of house. Same thing with my husband and my child. They consider it a very normal thing that the mother rides.
But many of the bikers here had to overcome a lot of resistance from their families, like Honey Jain, a jewelry designer.
I have had no support from my family. When I bought the bike, I just told them that I have bought my bikes. That's it. After 6 months, I told them that I bought two bikes and that I am riding them now.
And what was the reaction?
They said,
why? Where? Didn't you ask anyone?
And I said, I don't need to ask you. It's my money and I can spend wherever I want.
And who taught you to ride bikes, first of all?
My boyfriend.
The women say that people's reactions to seeing a woman riding a motorcycle vary widely.
We just hopped by a restaurant. There were like 200 people there. So the entire restaurant was looking at us. They were thinking that these are two male riders, but when I took off my helmet, so it was like a female riding and they are riding separately, because otherwise it happens that a male and a female are riding together. Female is on a pillion. But when they saw that a female is riding herself, so it was like a totally different aura for me. So I can't forget that moment. It's there fresh in my mind. That keeps you going.
Shabnam Akram, who played a key role in starting the Delhi chapter of Bikini, has been riding since 1991. She has always liked the sense of independence the motorbike gives her, and this way she also avoids the many forms of sexual harassment women often face on public transport.
Basically, I was standing on a bus stop and I was teased by somebody. And that was the day I said enough is enough and I would not be using public transport. More in terms of not being dependent on somebody else for my transport. So that's the day I decided no more public transport. Since the only thing we could afford was a motorcycle, I decided to ride the motorcycle. The person most supportive of this was my husband, and he was the one who taught me to ride it well. And that's been the beginning of a very wonderful journey of riding. Because once I started riding for a commute, I became a rider more in the sense of really enjoying what I was doing.
She says that most of the time the response from male bikers has been encouraging.
It's interesting that across the country I've seen that men have been very supportive of riding. I have not really faced much of a challenge on this. It's whatever you're challenging yourself with, and you have to get over what's between your ears rather than what's outside of you. Mostly it's not a challenge. Sometimes there are a few men who get sort of challenged and think, oh, this woman overtook me. But that's rare and happens only in certain areas. But other than that, most men do not feel challenged and they feel really happy to see. And they're just happy. Yeah, woman riding.
Shabnam, who rides solo as well as with her husband, has gone on for long journeys, mainly around the Himalayan belt. And it is women like her who have inspired many other bikers across the country.
We are over 1,000 riders across the country, linked to each other, riding, doing great stuff is being done on the bikes. A lot of these young girls have done amazing work. They've ridden all the way from one end to the other, south to north and back, from east across to the western tip and back. They've done amazing journeys. They've done it alone. They've done it in groups. They're riding and becoming more vocal, becoming more visible, which is great. And once other people see that how simple and how normal it is for a girl to ride, more women are willing to join in.
20-year-old Manisha has just returned from a record-breaking trip to the Spiti Valley in the Himalayan mountains, where she rode through difficult terrains including river crossings and boulders on her Adventure 220.
The record which I created is being the youngest female biker who have covered the roads of Lahaul and Spiti. It is around a 2,000-kilometer ride and it took me 11 days. And yeah, I faced a little bit of mishappening also. Actually, I fall 15 times at water crossings, at different roads and all. Just because of I have a little short height. But that's the spirit that if you fall, get up, get on your bike and go.
DW.